what I think we need to do is, first of all, identify the main regions where WebMaker has been a success, do an analysis of what has been the driving force in these regions, and try to implement the same in the other regions where it has not been that successful or something like that. So, ideas? I think Gautam can give us a good idea about how we can go about WebMaker in 2013.
Okay, first start with the goal and then explain how we can go with that.
I want to make sure that we are acquiring places to host our hack jams. The places is in the sense it can be a cyber cave or even a mobile shop or a college or university or simply wherever you find internet. Because WebMaker is a project which mainly focuses on making web consumers into web makers. So it is definitely it is definitely applicable to all. So it is actually applicable to all. Hence we don't have any target audience. Our target is to cover as many people as we can. I would say we should acquire places to have our events whenever we want.
Okay. So, what do you think in terms of WebMaker project? Say, like, will we be able to host? As of now, I see like there are like around 5 to 10 people who are involved with WebMaker. Can we increase that number to?
Definitely. When someone wants to start their contribution to WebMaker, I always encourage them to start the things with the WebMaker. I will ask them to give a presentation to the to their students, to their fellow students, on the WebMaker project and their tools. Because it is actually the easiest way to get started with Mozilla. As I said before, you can use these tools to explain how to contribute to Mozilla by simply creating table images. The content of the table page can be made in such a way that we can understand how to contribute to Mozilla. With the help of Student Web's program, we can definitely increase this number.
Okay.
For example, if you see on the webmaker.org, if you see any of the Thimble projects or Popcorn projects, so we can try to create our own projects and get them uploaded to the WebMaker site. I'm sure they will be more than happy to help us with that. So if any of you are interested in that, we can definitely use some help with that. Maybe especially in Indic languages, maybe in localized versions of projects will do. So we do have a lot of localizers here, and I know that you'll be more than interested in helping out with a creation of the such projects. So we need to actually identify what kind of project would appeal to everyone over here. So for example, when we used to do this workshops on WebMaker last year, you would see, I used to modify the remix Bakery Bash project, and what I used to do is incorporate some pictures of Rajnikanth or some local this thing. So what happens is people find it a very fun way of doing things. They're like, wow, they're doing this as with movie stars and this thing. But the core idea is when we do this thing in such a way, the people, they actually get an added reason to try out new things. So maybe we can try some regionalized versions of some WebMaker projects which can really appeal to the Indian context.
I want to add one more point. Sayak said, if anyone is interested in contributing projects to WebMaker, they can. Even the project can be of a very simple type, like one, if someone tries with the project, they must be able to understand how to copy paste, how to give simple hyperlinks. It is not mandatory to create a project which is much complicated, because WebMaker focus on all pages. So it's you can create projects at a very beginner level also.
Thanks, Gautam. So first, what we'll do is we'll list out all the contribution areas that we have, and after for each contribution area, we'll have a statement. So what do you think should the next one should be? Sumo? So what do you think? As of now, I think there are like three or four contributors who are helping.